I want to extend another warm welcome to each one of you today. How many of you were with us through the worship service today? Pretty much everybody? Pretty close. And a few have come this afternoon. And we just want to say welcome to you if you've just come for the afternoon program. Now, I don't know about you, but I love to see how God has led through the past. I love that, and I am just so intrigued by history. I always have been, and I don't think you can really be in ministry if you don't like history. I think you would be kind of in the wrong spot. And so you have to enjoy history. You have to be able to enjoy that. And so I am excited to continue to hear about our history and to see what's going to be shared this afternoon. But there's an important thing that I need to say and bring everybody's attention to. The oldest living member of the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church is here today. Isn't that pretty neat? Let's give her a hand. And that is Miss Geraldine Fath, right here in the aisle. She's here with us. And I'll tell you, I met Miss Geraldine probably a month into my ministry here. I was going out almost every single Tuesday with Reed Tate, and we'd go out and we would hit the street, and he said, "Pastor, I'm just going to introduce you to as many people as I can." And I said, "That sounds like a good plan." So we went out and we would just go all over the place doing visits, and we stopped by, what was this, Brittany Manor up here. This is Brittany Manor, right? Isn't that up here? And that's where Miss Geraldine lived at the time, was at Brittany Manor. And we stopped in, and this lady was so cheerful, and we had such a good time, and she had such a witty sense of humor, and she was telling us how the Lord had blessed her, and she was so positive. And I'll tell you, I left there. I went there as the pastor doing a pastoral visit, thinking I'm going to bring some blessing to this lady because I'm the pastor coming to visit. And I left, and I said, "I am so blessed by that visit. It was so good, wasn't it, Reed?" And every time we went after that, and every time since that I've been there, and just recently in the last couple months when I stopped by to see her again, she was just had a smile on her face and just reaffirmed how God has blessed her. And it is just remarkable to hear someone's testimony and to hear how much she loves the Lord and how much she knows the Lord loves her too. So, Geraldine, we welcome you, and we are so glad you're with us today. And we'll give her another round of applause. Now, Geraldine, what are you, about 80 years old now? '98. Praise the Lord. So you see, the church only has you beat by 2 years, Geraldine. It's the church turned 100 this year. And so, well, praise God. And we are so thankful for the long life that he has extended to you. And guess what? You've only seen a little bit so far because eternity is coming. And if we think 98 years is a long time, you just wait until we've been there 10,000 years singing praises to Jesus. Isn't that going to be amazing? I cannot wait. So praise God. So again, welcome. It is just a high day. It is a privilege to be the pastor here, to be a part of this church family, and to see how God has led. And we want to ask the Lord to bless this portion of our service today. And so I'm going to invite you to bow your heads with me as we invoke the Holy Spirit just now. Father God, what a blessing is ours. What a privilege is ours to be here today, to have had a part in the worship service, Lord, to hear a message that was stirring and that called us to continue our commitment to you, to continue moving forward with you, Lord. And as we continue on for the rest of this afternoon and we hear about our history and we hear beautiful music selections, Lord, that remind us of heaven, I just pray that you would continue to stir our hearts and keep us focused on Jesus. The whole reason we're doing any of this is because of him, because of what he has done, what he continues to do, where he is leading us. Oh, and Lord, again, I would be remiss as a Seventh-day Adventist not to say we're gathered here together today because we are longing for Jesus to come again. Let us never forget that that is our mission and our focus, is to do all that we can in the work of our Father to hasten the return of Jesus. Thank you so much. We ask your blessing upon this service. To your honor and glory we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. This time I'll invite our head elder David Mull.